The San Francisco Bay Trail South Beach Mission Bay Audio Tour, Captain William Shorey. Imagine, it's the mid-1800s and you are walking along the San Francisco waterfront. Electricity hasn't been invented yet, and fueling San Francisco's urban growth is the sale of refined oil made from whale blubber. San Francisco is the leading whaling port in the world. Fleets of whaling ships come in and out of the bay. Whale hunters populate the piers. Above, cranes hoist entire whales from the water and onto the docks for processing. Born in 1859 on the island nation of Barbados, Captain William Shorey was the only black whaling captain operating on the West Coast in the late 1800s. What was whaling? Simply put, they hunted whales. By the early 1800s, the Pacific Ocean had become a major destination for whaling since many of the Atlantic whales had been killed off. The whaling industry was entering its golden age, as the profitability attracted wealthy investors. Whale bones and the ivory of whale teeth were used to make all kinds of products. But turning the blubber into oil yielded the largest profit for San Francisco during the Industrial Revolution. Whale oil was used for a variety of purposes, notably oil lamps and soap. Standing where you are now, you would have seen baleen drying in piles all around. The material that comes from the mouth of the whale was used to make dozens of household products. It was the plastic before plastic. The largest whale oil producer, Arctic Oil Works, was just down the road at 17th in Illinois. You'd see whaling ships coming and going, captains wearing nice fur coats, and workers looking the worse for wear. Hunting for whales was incredibly dangerous. In 1871, 68 ships were lost at sea. William Shorey's father was a Scottish sugar planter, and his mother was from the West Indies. In 1876, Shorey took his first voyage on a ship bound for Boston as a cabin boy learning navigation. The next year, at the age of 17, Shorey shipped out in his first expedition as a whaler. He arrived in San Francisco on the whaler Emma F. Harriman in 1878, in America's new whaling capital. Although black men looking for work on shore were still shut out from many industries, on the whaling ships, bravery and dexterity were valued more than the color of one's skin, and all sailors were paid for their time. That said, pay was low and the conditions were poor. Even so, some former slaves and other black sailors were able to build up their wealth and even establish businesses in the maritime industry. Quickly moving through the ranks, after only 10 years, Shorey became captain. He was credited with saving his crew from all kinds of perilous death. Tales of his heroism elevated Shorey's status, and he gained the respect and admiration not only of his crew, but the entire Bay Area whaling industry. Returning to port in 1907 after surviving two typhoons, the crew testified that nothing but Captain Shorey's coolness and clever seamanship saved it from a wreck. Anti-black racism made it extremely difficult for black seamen to achieve Shorey's status, but his accomplishments helped to open up opportunities for others. In addition, as with many of America's early industries, the whaling business relied on black labor and was ultimately forced to accept his inclusion. In 1908, at the age of 49, Shorey retired from whaling. By that time, the newly founded petroleum business greatly decreased the need for whale products, effectively killing the whaling industry and probably saving whales from extinction. Shorey spent the rest of his life with his wife and five children in Oakland, California, becoming a prominent member and civic leader of Oakland's black community. His home in West Oakland still stands as tribute.